Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Hastings.
John Hastings. Welcome to the show, buddy. And it's an orange hat off. I saw you wearing your orange hat, John, and I had to put mine on, and that's the way we do it. This is how we do it.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I want to let everyone out there know that we're recording on Zoom, which I thought would be helpful for me because I thought, okay, I can tell the Sklar brothers apart. Yeah. They'll be in two different Zoom windows.
Nope.
They screwed me
because
and are together in the same room.
We're in Denver doing Comedy Works. Randy's got the hat. Randy's
okay,
in the hat,
thank you.
And the hat and the stash. Daniel Van Kirk is at a very comedy club oriented brick wall.
Yeah, sure.
And John Hastings, a fellow stand up, good friend of friend of the show, Colt Cabana. We are so happy to have you on. And the good news is that this dumb world that we live in continues to get dumber.
I feel like your podcast is like Batman in the Dark Knight. It's not the podcast we want. It's the podcast we need right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Someone's got to clean up this goddamn dumb world.
Someone's got to clean it up. And we are just the idiots to try and do
comedy videos.
I've always said this world is too gross to be cleaned by one comedian.
We need
Why not
four.
Two? We need four. That's four, right. We need really? Four. That's right. Me and Daniel, we're back up. We're the Robins to your Batman.
No, we're the Robins
Dan
to
is
your
Batman, and I think we're double Robin. We're double Robin.
As long as I get to be Alfred. I just think I'd look good in the suit.
Of course. I think you would, too. And so with that in mind, our great fans send us our stories by tweeting at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town. That way he knows who sent what when. And we got a great story we're going to get into with John Hastings. So, Daniel, hop in.
Ready? Here we go. This was sent in by one of my favorite people who listens to our shows, who comes to our shows. I got to meet her when I played in Kansas City.
Nice.
It is Catherine Holmgren at K.E. Holmgren.
Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah, Catherine's great. She also helps out with some of the digital shows that I do.
Oh, good. So love that. Beautiful.
All right, here we go. A mom is facing jail time after she admitted to stealing her estranged daughter's identity in order to secure student loans and go back to college and pursue her sexy co-ed fantasies.
Look,
so
there's
mom
so
of the year?
Dan, this story, this headline took four turns.
Oh my God.
So she steals her daughter's identity. That's not something that a mom would normally do, John Hastings. You have a point.
I have a point that we're all overlooking. Now, I'm not American. I'm Canadian, but I moved to America and I love America.
Yeah.
And part of that means is I read a lot of local news.
Yes.
The thing you guys are all overlooking because you've been in this country too long is a mom going rogue is already 50% crazier than a dad going rogue.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
You don't expect it from a mom to go rogue, but hey, sisters are doing it for themselves.
I guarantee a dad has stolen his son's identity just to be like, I was teaching you a lesson.
That's right.
You got to double secure that Twitter account. A mom.
That's his LifeLock lesson to his son.
Sure.
Absolutely. I was listening to a podcast. Why don't you have better identity protection on your Instagram account? A mom doing this is, I smell meth. I smell a trailer. I smell menthol cigarettes. We are looking.
All three. This could be the trifecta of meth, menthol, and
I just started the story when I read that. Here's the headline. Mom stole daughter's identity to start college and date young guys.
She's
like, what? You know, say it's never too late.
This is a mom who said, I've spent my life dedicated to these kids, and now it's a little me time.
I completely agree with you. This is a hardworking mom. She's probably working, you know, she's middle management and data entry.
I'm going to throw multiple jobs on
I agree with you completely. She works drive-through at the Arby's weeknights. She's driving Uber on the weekends just to put food on the table. And she wants to get some Phi Kappa dick.
Co-ed at Phi Kappa D.
Yeah.
Wait, but so here's my question. She okay? So we're assuming that she is doing this just to go. Who's the comedian who had the joke about you? My mom wanted me to go to college. He was friends with Eric. Lived in Eric Friedman's building.
Oh, Fred Stoller.
Fred Stoller had the old joke of, so I could say that I'm a college graduate. And he's like, why can't I just say it? And like I'm gonna try, like I'm gonna try to say it, and, right. And because I didn't go, I won't be able to. I'll be like, I'm a kaga gaga ga. Right. I'm a college goo.
Right.
Like, just say you're in college. You don't have to steal her identity.
Don't go back to college at all, and just go have sex with young dudes.
Buy a college sweatshirt, John. What young dude is out there as a woman approaches and is like, let's smash? Who's like, you know what? You seem like you're not in college. Let me see your college ID.
This is exactly where I was going. Is I don't know any young, taut, 19-year-old dude, you know, leaned up against an ice machine in some sort of hotel corridor. Mm-hmm. I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah.
If a woman walks up and was like, I was thinking if we could have some delightful adult intercourse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy is not like, wait a minute, what dorm do you live in?
No. If this was somebody in my hometown in Rochelle, Illinois, I would just be like, look, just drive down to Champaign, right? Mm-hmm. Get down to Urbana, go to the Illini Inn, wait till closing time. You'll find a taker. If that's what you want, you can have, go to NIU, go over to DeKalb. You can have sex with a college kid.
Yes.
As long as everybody's consenting and they're of age, who gives, go for it.
I'll give you one better.
A woman wanting to have sex with college age boys, the college boy could say, I'm sorry, are you a cop? And the woman could say, yes, I am. And the boy would still be like, let's cool. still
can
do
we
it.
Do this can we do
let's
this?
Do it and then like turn off your body cam, okay?
Or turn
I on. I'm from Canada. I grew up in a place called Ottawa, but I then lived in Toronto for a long time, and Toronto had a bar called Crocodile Rock, which was where older women went to have sex with younger men, and the joke was like, you can't afford a beer.
You're saying they're so old, their skin is leathery like a crocodile.
That's right. It wasn't even a MILF bar. It was a crocodile MILF, I'd like to fuck bar. Yeah, it is high quality. And it was literally, I remember the joke was, you can't afford a beer, go to Crocodile Rock. Someone will buy one for you.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also like that bar because it had ripper tunes. Like, we're talking classic.
Classic,
rock.
Like lots of Bob Seger, lots of Guess Who. They'll buy you a drink, but you got to look through a bunch of pictures of their grandkids. But once you get past that, it's a good time.
They had one of those in Chicago too, called the Redhead Piano Bar. I don't know if it's still there. Oh. It's like literally right in between two steakhouses, which is Chicago thing.
I love that it's a piano bar, by the way. You know, Gladys and Ethel. Listen, we'll hear some nice tunes, and then we'll meet some lovely a Chad and a Travis, and just make up by the skate park.
Dude, the fact that it's a crocodile rock, like all the older women are just, it looks like they're sleeping, but they'll come and they'll get you.
You can't tell, but they can actually hold their breath underwater for up to 45 minutes. And you don't know.
They're amphibious, goddamn. I saw a guy remove a puppy from one of their mouths. All right, Dan, what else happens in this?
Lauren Oglesby posed as her daughter, Lauren, in an elaborate scam that fooled both the federal government and locals in a small town. A few years back, Oglesby applied for a Social Security card in Hayes' name, which she promptly received in the mail.
Wow.
From that point on, Oglesby, who had originally hailed from Arkansas. All right, before we take a break, how old do you think this woman was who wanted to steal her daughter's ID and then become a
college student?
Yeah, a college student.
John, you are a guest. You can go first or in the middle of us, which is the TIG slot, or third. How do you want to guess?
I will go. I'll go first. I'll set the pace.
Do it. Pace cards.
I'm going to say 49.
49. Jay, what do you think? That's right around what I was thinking. 53.
53.
Ooh. So her daughter's in college, right? Or around college
or older. To like
out of college. If her daughter's 25.
Anybody could go back to college too.
I think she probably had her.
Go back to college at your own age, but then tell everybody on the quad you're 20.
28 or 20. Yeah, or I'm in grad school. I'm 28. I think she's probably 39.
Okay. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll find out everything that we have going on. We'll talk to John about his stuff, about his great podcasts that you can listen to. And we'll also find out how old our mom, our college mom, is.
College mom.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
All right, we are back, right, boys?
Yes, welcome back to the show. Want to mention real quick before we get into how you can follow and support John Hastings, Dan Van Kirk. Go to danielvankirk.com. Check out all his dates. Check him out.
It's all fun stuff.
So much fun stuff live. You'll also be
every digital show is like just the best hang you've ever been in. It's a great
hang. Tour should start back up in March, hopefully. Great. But there's plenty of fun stuff to do. And yeah, also you can YouTube. I have a lot of fun stuff up on there. Live episodes or full episodes of Pen Pals. So
do that. Oh yeah. So good. So good. Yeah. Randy and Patreon. I have a YouTube page.
Patreon is really great.
Our Patreon, we have a Patreon.
Way more than great.
Sklar Brothers, where we do a new episode of Cheap Seats, Cheaper Seats every month. It's a lot of fun. And
in that vein, in the summertime, we're going to be releasing sort of a reboot of that show called The Nosebleeds for UFC. So excited. The Nosebleeds is like going to be another Cheap Seat style show that we're doing with the old footage from the USC Fight Pass. It's going to be on Fight Pass. Cannot wait. We'll tell you more about it as it goes. And our live stand-up dates are at supersklars.com. John Hastings, what do you got? How can people listen to you and watch you and see you?
Well, I have a wrestling podcast that's available every week called The Wrestler Review. If you are a fan of Cheap Seats, please listen to that. It is, I mean this, the only wrestling comedy podcast on the internet. No one else has thought of that genre.
Wow.
And then I do a daily Twitch stream that has turned into sort of a weird chat show podcast thing called UTS that is available on twitch.tv/untitled Twitch stream or untitled Twitch on all social media with new podcast episodes out Sunday through Thursday. Just search untitled Twitch stream. And you can find me on social media at the John Hastings. Everywhere, bunch of comedy albums on all streaming platforms. John Hastings, plugging his.
I love it. Now, when we left, we had a mom who wanted to look basically
stole her daughter's identity
so that she could hook up with college age.
Go boys. Back to college.
She just wanted to get a little bit of hers. What's
Didn't
wrong
need
with
the
that?
Daughter's
wanted
identity
the female
to do
Rodney
any of
Dangerfield
those things.
Reboot, like they did with the Ghostbusters. All
a little back to school action.
Yeah, when's that going to happen? That one. That's going to happen.
Love that movie.
The all-female Back to School remake? I got to tell you, run, don't walk to the cinema when that comes out, by the way.
Oh, that would be great. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready? What was our guesses that we had, John? What did you say?
I said 49.
Okay.
You said 53.
53.
And I said 39, although I'd like to adjust mine.
That's wild.
That's
wild.
I'd like to adjust mine to 41.
Okay.
Oh.
The mom is 43 years old.
Look at her. Dude, she looks like she could be 23.
She looks like she could go to college.
Yes. Yeah, she looks like it's... I need to know the town she originates from. You know what I mean? Like, if you found out she's from, like, a hard-living... coal mining town, and she's
Saskatoon.
Like, I'm 23.
No, she's from Saskatoon.
That's a Saskatoon 23 right there. No,
that's a Saskatoon 23.
Calgary 24.
Do you think when she gets dressed? Do you think when she's right, dressed, she says, "You know what? I like different lengths of necklaces."
Mm-hmm. give me. I always want to be choked.
I like that she's also saying to everyone, "I'm a kitty cat, but I'm made of glass."
Yeah.
be careful with me.
Yeah, she, meow.
By the way, if you told me she was in college, I'd be like, yeah.
This is the daughter. This is her daughter's identity that she's.
If you right now said, oh shit, this is the daughter, I'm sorry. I'd be like, oh yeah, yes.
Yeah, is anyone else learning I don't know what ages look like? That's what I'm learning from this.
That happens a lot here in Dumfries.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh yeah.
Just welcome to town.
Like, see, Dan, if you would have showed... Dan, if you would have showed me the picture, I probably would have gone 32.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, feel like this just further proves to me you could have just gone back to college.
Exactly.
I hope everyone takes this in the non-problematic way. I say it as a compliment and a belief in people finding other people. Every pot has a lid. You could get laid, lady. Like, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Just go back to college and do fine.
So this is a...
Everybody can do fine. Just find your people.
This is a very cute woman who there's something about her that's interesting.
Who it looks younger than her age.
She seems fun.
Well, yes.
I mean, other than the fact that she's completely betrayed her daughter's trust by stealing her identity, she seems fun.
Other than that, she's fine.
She's fine.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I need to draw your attention to one thing in this photo. I don't want to be problematic in any way, but we need to, and that's not always true, but we need to look at the eyes.
Yeah.
This is clearly a mugshot, and she is making like movie star, like kind of like got to look cute and cutesy eyes. There is a level of I think she stole the identity not just to catch some sweet, sweet D in the quad, but also so that she could just do it. There's a level of like, the vibe of this person is like one of those things where like if she walked in and she's a friend's girlfriend coming to like a barbecue and it's the first time you're meeting her, part of your thought process is I got to let Derek know that there, my spider sense is tingling.
That's right. Yeah. Sure. Something's up. More than one person would come up to Derek and be like, she's a lot.
Yes. That's exactly. Yeah. Like
she's a lot.
She's spirited. I was raised by a wasp.
She's really different. So, she's really got a lot going on.
I wouldn't say she's my cup of tea is something that like my grandmother would describe this person at.
Right. Not she's more for of a everyone. Jug of gin.
Yes, she is, yeah.
Filled with a real Monster energy drink. Hey, Dan, is that a is that a tattoo on her upper right breast?
Oh.
The jacket.
No.
It's a, God, I hope that.
Part of
the
necklace.
I really, nothing.
Oh,
nothing.
Part of the necklace.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fraudster even started seducing unsuspecting men in their early 20s who had no idea that Oglesby was almost two decades older than she said she was.
Wild.
Everyone
she
believed
just started
it.
She just started talking a lot about Third Eye Blind. Wish you could step out from that ledge, my friend.
Just everyone listen to the words.
It. She even had boyfriends that believed she was that age, 22 years old at that time. Chief Jamie Perkins of the police department told the New York Times, disturbing photos obtained by a local news station appear to show Oglesby even had her own Snapchat account where she pretended to be her daughter and posed with an array of youthful filters over her face, to which I say her and everybody else.
Right.
Right.
That's Snapchat.
Oh, you're telling me the social media was fake? How dare she?
Hey, mom, what the fuck are you doing?
right. She had completely adopted a younger lifestyle.
Dan, clothing. I've said this before. Remember the Legs McNeil book, which I highly recommend everybody read about the porn industry. It's one of the best.
Called The Other Hollywood.
The Other Hollywood. It's one of the most comprehensive books about the beginnings and how the porn industry completely. Sure. It's incredible. There were two undercover cops in Florida who went to bust a porn ring in Florida, and they went so deep undercover as mob guys to like get and infiltrate a porn ring that one of them never came back. Like he couldn't get back from the character he became. That's what's happened to this woman. She will never come back from that 22-year-old woman.
Well, she had completely adopted a younger lifestyle, clothing, makeup, a personality. She had completely assumed becoming a younger person in her early 20s. Detective Stetson Schween. That's this person's name. Detective Schween. Stetson Schween.
Is he the quarterback for Georgia?
Yeah.
She then moved in. This is still her. She moved in with a local couple in the college town, Avery and Wendy Parker, a pair of apparently kind strangers who believed that she was a young woman running away from a domestic violence situation.
Full
gone girl. Okay. The manipulative mom told them that her name was Lauren Hayes and she went to live with the Parkers. How long do you think she lived with these people pretending to be her own daughter?
By the way, living with the Parkers could be a Gilmore Girls spinoff. I'm sorry.
For sure.
How long
do you think she lived with these people pretending to be somebody else?
It's 6 months. Also, everyone in this story's name is perfect for the character that they're playing. The cop 100%. Is named Stetson after a big cowboy hat. Stetson and she Schween. Moves in. Stetson Schween. His name is Cowboy Hat Penis. And then she moves in with a sweet person named Avery. Avery Parker. They've extended the sills on their windows so that a pie rests perfectly for cooling. Do you know what I'm saying?
Dude, these guys.
Avery Parker. Oh,
okay, six months from John. Jason,
it's 4 months.
4 months.
Randy. I'm going to say a year.
Okay. She lived with them for 2 years.
Good God.
During that time, she applied for a driver's license in her daughter's name before enrolling in a university. She applied for financial aid and received $15,000 in student loans, which I hope, and I mean this with all my heart, I hope they're forgiven. I hope all the student loans, everybody's student loans are forgiven.
Daniel,
nobody's paid them in 2 years, and we're doing just fine as an economy.
Yeah, college is too expensive. That's
Oglesby even worked at the library where locals knew her at Lauren Hayes. However, After more than 2 years, the elaborate scam came crashing down in August 2018. Police in Mountain View were contacted by authorities in Arkansas who believed that she had committed financial fraud by using the same name as her daughter. It always catch up to you guys. You can maybe do it once. You might be able to do it twice. But once you go three times or more, just be ready to be caught. Recognizing the name, they said that she stole her daughter's identity, and then she broke down and admitted to the fraud. She's facing up to 5 years behind bars. The real Lauren Hayes has not yet spoken about her mom's scam or how their relationship deteriorated. We get to play a game we play very rarely, but I like a lot. Whose home state did this happen in? Oh. Now, John, I'm giving you all of Canada so you can have it, right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Or it is Illinois, where I'm from, or it is Missouri, where the Sklars are from.
I think it's Illinois. Okay, I say Missouri.
Jason says Missouri.
I'm going to show my work on this because I'm new as a guest.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Illinois. Missouri isn't Midwest weird enough. Missouri, in my way, always goes weird in the way the South goes.
Yeah, it's this very Southern.
This is a rogue Midwest mom because there's a lot of paperwork. It's Illinois with a bullet.
Okay. We'll get out of here on this. Thank you so much. Listen to John Stuff. Follow him and also check out his Twitch.
Yep.
And what's the handle again for people to follow you? The John Hastings?
Untitled Twitch stream, or if you just throw Untitled Twitch into any social media, all of that fun info comes out. New episode.
And the wrestling podcast. The wrestling podcast.
And the rest of the review comes out every Sunday. This week is our second part on Conan.
Ooh, nice.
Love it.
All right. That'll do it for all of us. I will tell you this. This happened in the great state of Missouri.
Oh!
Yes. Yes.
Jay, you got it.
I got Southwest Baptist University is where she was trying to go to school.
Oh, there you go. That's how it works. That's how we do it. That's a Friday show for you. Thanks so much. We love you guys so much. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Boom.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.